happened? Weekend, people.
Does Zell mean left?
On the headphones?
Yes.
You're color-coded, dude.
L left. All right.
I have my glasses on because I'm old now, but L is left.
Charlie just lifted his sunglasses.
Because I'm trying to see the goddamn...
Yeah, there's no light down here.
So L is, red is left.
The cord's always on your left.
It's really the same volume in each ear.
This cord is on my right, dude. It's
turn it
so
around.
Fucked
turn,
up. I got
turn yourself around. Now you're totally spun up in a cord.
I'm predicting a loosey-goosey podcast today, folks.
It's Friday, baby.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so L is left.
Yes. I think so.
I'm left-handed.
You meaning, are?
Yeah, so lefties remember directions like we're the anti. Like, starboard is right. Right-handers are the stars, so we're the port. Red is for the devil, so that would be the left. But actually, the cord... Where's the cord supposed to be?
On the left.
Of course. Well, I can make it on the right, man. That's like you motherfuckers giving us the retarded scissors.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We can use
retarded
scissors.
Retarded desks, too.
Yeah.
You ever realize
teach you to write like a crow with your
right.
Your hand all crooked?
I learned well, yes.
Oh, you're a lefty, too.
Yeah,
sure. Man. There's nothing wrong with us. Yeah. We both high-five left-handed without a second thought.
all three of us, actually.
Oh, yeah? What, Jay you, don't exist?
Did you not hear the story about the ultra-intelligent this week, the 10 characteristics? One of them is left-handed.
I would agree with that.
Drew matched up with, like, 9 of them.
I picked up another one, too. What was it yesterday? Something else to sign. It was, oh, shit.
Do you guys...
Messy desk was one of them.
Do you notice other left-handers when they're writing?
Oh, doing this?
Just in general, like if say it's a waitress or somebody. Yeah,
At the bank. We did the hook thing, but...
It's awkward.
But they fucked us.
Well, right-handed people don't notice that.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they mock us.
Because I always point it out to my wife, and she's like, so what? So what if that person...
I know, they don't care. It's like, why are there no lefty shortstops? Is that not the ultimate discrimination in the
world?
Left-handed shortstops,
catchers. We tried that before, and I agreed with you, and then I went home and thought about it, and I disagree with you, and I can't remember.
Why are there left-handed... Oh. Why are there right-handed first basemen, but no left-handed third baseman?
Well, because the first baseman never has to make a throw. Okay, so it's a split second when you're moving down the line and you got to throw to first. If you're a lefty, you got to turn your body. You're not gonna do the grab and throw. Mm-hmm. Having said that, let me say
look at the right-handed people who manage to go and throw to second base. They just
but
turn
that's
their
just
body.
The, that's
it's
just
not
the first
that
baseman.
Hard.
It's so rare though. It's the first. Well, you're turn, the first baseman.
The 1-6-3 double play is not
100% of the opportunities for a batter is to be put out at first, and the first baseman doesn't have to throw if it comes to him. Except the lob to the pitcher.
It's just another conspiracy by the right man.
Having said that, why are they still teaching us to write with our arm all crooked?
Righty's keeping us down.
You know why they teach us that? Because back when they did ink wells, when you would dip your feather into the well, and you would write as a lefty, you would smear everything that you wrote. So they taught you to write around it.
Did you guys ever use an erasable pen?
Negative.
You don't remember?
Negative. My daughter uses them now. They're required now.
Really?
Yeah.
See, erasable pens were big when I was in elementary school, and that same thing would happen because the ink's, I don't know, loose or whatever. By the end of the day, this whole part would be all blue just from writing across.
Hey, let me mention quickly that we are in the dealsinthed.com studios.
Whoa, hey, yeah. Do, 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 do. I go to the D. You can use that.
And February. Thank you.
Do we have to is the question.
February means three things. One, Groundhog
Day. I couldn't
have
waited. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Oh, okay, boy. Okay.
Right. Two, no matter what Punxsutawney Phil says, spring is right around the corner. And three, listeners of this podcast get ridiculously sick deals at Zot Ford and Holly. Right now, lease a new 17 Ford Fusion for $98 a month.
Ford Fusion.
Yeah, $98.
You know what I like about Fords?
What?
I can afford them. Afford.
You can
have that too, yeah.
Yes, it's brand new Ford Fusion for less than $100 and most likely cheaper than your cell phone bill. Hurry to I-75 and exit 98 before the price of a new car goes higher than your phone bill. See the details and the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And some of you may know Zot Ford as the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Mm-hmm. Per my request. Mm-hmm. They're celebrating Zot Ford's hotness with even hotter deals on Ford Escapes and F-150s. For a limited time, Zot Ford and Holly is leasing new 17 Ford Escapes for just $109 per month for only 24 months. Also, you can lease a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 at just $173 a month on the same 24-month lease. I'm kind of interested in owning a car again. I like that. Let's see, where was I? Check out the new Wild Deals, Hot Sales Staff, and Massive Inventory at DealsInTheD.com. And then just quickly, have you lost a promotion or missed out on a race because of your age, race, or gender?
Is this another commercial?
Yeah.
Or are you asking me a question?
No.
Both.
What was that? Wait, ask me that again.
Have you been missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender?
Yes, I have.
Oh, no.
You know what? I might call this dude.
Okay, call Gold Star. Have you been seriously injured on the job? If you're being paid unfairly, discriminated against.
Emotionally, yes.
Or been injured on the job, you need to call our friends at Gold Star Law. It's a free call. The meeting with the attorney is free. And Charlie, if there's a case, then then they start talking to people. Until then, nothing happens. You pay nothing until they win for you. It's confidential. They don't contact your employer. Gold Star filed more employment law cases in Michigan last year than all of the firms combined. And by the way, they'd mentioned to me about the harassment claims when being harassed.
Yeah.
They can't fire you for saying you've been harassed. In other words, even depending on how far it gets, they can't just fire you because you feel you've been harassed.
If you're screwed and you need a place to go, GoldStar.com, GoldStar.com.
GoldStarLaw.com.
Wait. Can we use this one too?
Yeah.
Just have you write jingles for all of them.
Is this going to go south at some point?
Workshop. No, so far it's good, I think.
No, I mean, is he going to go sour and is he going to get depressed and sad?
I might.
We have enough beer. Yeah, we have four beers here. So.
Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I'm going to listen to the rest of the commercial on the podcast. That's Drew Ampersand Mike.
No, it's not. Do you have a jingle for that?
.net.
This is the least factual I've ever seen, Charlie.
What's your source?
Gold Star filed more employment law cases in Michigan than all of their firms combined. It's what they do, and the other attorneys and judges know what they say is true, which is why we recommend them. Call Gold Star Law.
Does Jade need to take me up?
No, you can go on. Just this once. Good question, though. God, he's got an elephant memory. Call Gold Star Law. Get the money you deserve. Call 248-851-GOLD, 248-851-GOLD, or click goldstarlaw.com.
Quick, get all the reads in while he's upstairs.
I know, I was thinking about that.
You can always see them all at the website, too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to be a buyer right now in today's market. And Hall Financial is the premier lender specializing in client-first-focused mortgages. These are the guys we recommend to anyone looking to buy a home. With winter considered the supposed slow season, sellers are more likely to negotiate. Less competition, and with the mild winter, it's the perfect time to get the home you want at a great price. So call Hall Financial. Get your financing at 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com. If you're not quite ready but want to shop come spring, get ahead of the competition by getting pre-approved. 248-308-5000. Find out your overall situation, including your payment and down payment on the home you want at 248-308-5000. DavidHallMortgage.com. That's not the text I was looking for, but that's okay. Steven will get back. Mm-hmm. Trying to find out if the F-150 is aluminum. They were. I know they were right on the cusp.
Okay, I found this plunger up there. Oh, yeah, want to see if it sticks to my forehead?
No, don't. It's wet. Charlie. Oh, God, it's wet. You have too much hair.
It's not wet, is it?
Yeah, it was.
It is wet.
It was. I could see it in the reflection.
Oh, there were cleaners. Someone was cleaning the house today.
Right. Okay, so it's wet with cleaners.
They've been used. Yeah, it's cleaning fluid on there.
Which begs the question.
It's the cleanest it'll ever be.
Let me ask you something personal.
Oh, great.
Are your pubes black? What color are your pubes?
Not black.
Are they black?
Brownish. Brown bordering on black.
I don't let them get out that far.
Okay, so they're not mine because I was up there and I'm like, you know, I was taking a piss. I'm like, oh my God, man, I got cancer or something. All my pubes fell out. So
there were cleaners here, they, right?
It must have been the cleaning crew. What can I say?
Maybe they were mine.
Sprinkling their pubes all over the place.
.com.
Can we put this on your pod, on your Facebook page?
You don't even have to post this. You know, it's all experimental, man.
We're going to post it. Of course we're going to post it. It happens.
So you have no standards.
No.
Not really.
No.
If it happened, it happened. Hey, we had 107,000 downloads last week.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
It's up approximately 7%.
We were right around 100. Yeah. We're a little higher, so things are... Things are looking up.
I think you got a robo downloader.
Hopefully.
Could be.
I don't care.
We can't tell. How do we know?
There's a server in Bangladesh.
Hopefully.
Oh, that reminds me. When you said Bangladesh.
Does it really?
Doesn't make any sense, but I figured out today that, well, first of all, I was paying my credit card bill, and I saw a $611 charge for Sprint Wireless. I said, Sprint Wireless? I haven't been with Sprint Wireless in a year and a half. What's going on? It turns out Sprint Wireless has been hitting my credit card for a little while.
For what do you mean,
since,
man?
Since you've had it?
Yeah, I've been paying a Sprint bill for about 10 months.
Without knowing it? Oh. Or are they ripping you off, or is it part of the contract?
No, they ripped me off. The contract.
Oh, dude, we got a Wells Fargo thing going. Dude, we could break this. Wells Fargo was cheating its customers, charging them fees they didn't know about and whatnot.
Oh, so well.
Accounts for them.
This is the contract ended. When I got my phone at the new place, they, you know, I said I was with Sprint.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they say they terminated. Or they, I don't know what they do, but that's how it's supposed to work, my understanding. The contract was up anyway.
Yeah, nobody has a contract anymore, really, right?
Well, this is in 2015. I don't know. I thought it was just over, but I remember I was advised to tell them I was with Sprint, and I did, and I even gave them some information, and they said, yeah, we don't even need this much information. We'll take care of it.
Why was it so, $600?
Good question. It was $159.40 every month, and then all of a sudden, $611?
Even that seems too high.
So I know it does. That's for basic use with that's a customer who never uses their phone, apparently. Isn't it crazy? So I called Sprint. Charlie's bored already.
I am. I didn't say shit, though.
Total honesty.
Don't blame me.
Anyway, they kept telling me they couldn't. This woman, this is Bangladesh, reminded me of. The woman's English was a little shaky. I don't know if she's from Bangladesh. I don't know where she's from.
What was her name? Sarah?
Something like that.
Why you guys shit on Bangladesh?
No, I'm not dumping on anybody. She just wasn't real. She didn't speak
English, motherfucker.
English.
Do you speak it?
She kept saying, "I can't get your account to come up," and I said, "I don't have an account. I haven't had an account since 2015."
I don't say blah blah blah. I'm not account. I don't have an account.
So I said, "If there was an account, it wouldn't be in my name anyway." So anyway, pause, and then she says, I still can't get your account to come up.
Hey, were they charging your credit card?
Yes.
Call your credit card company and tell
them. I did.
Don't pay any of this.
I did.
That accent sounds Romanian to me, quite frankly.
Could have been. They knocked off 3 months. They said that's all they can do.
Really?
But they're going to go to their still. The case. Anyway, in talking to someone else at Sprint, they were demanding the password, the... what's the code?
Secret questions, pin
number. Pin number, yeah, the pin number.
Combo.
I said, you want me to remember a pin number for a phone I had a year and a half ago? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, is that reasonable? I gave them the password. I gave them the set. It wasn't good enough. I got to have the pin number. I'm not going into this account. It's like, it's not an account anyway.
Oh, and I think you just got suckered by Putin. You know what I mean? That was trolling, dude. That wasn't Sprint.
It was phishing, yeah.
It was.
Hey!
Think about it.
You know, it is kind of annoying when you get asked about your SSN every time. I mean, ain't investment company, phone company.
Oh, like you did to me today.
Yeah.
And I act a little hinky. Really? I'm like, yeah. Really?
So he could sell.
Charlie didn't want to give
me
his SSN.
So now my Social Security's floating around your basement?
It's on the dark web. He already sold it.
Yeah. You know where he hides it? In the bookshelf. There's nothing
there. There's no books on it.
My accountant has your assistant, though.
I know. It's such an antiquated thing.
I know. It's weird.
Your fucking Social Security number, man. It's like, it's garbage. Everybody's got it.
I couldn't figure out why some people's numbers were lower than mine. People who are younger than me, substantially. What's that about?
Well, the first three numbers, the location, right? In the country?
I guess. I just always thought.
Where you were born?
Mark, what the? You know what? Okay, sorry.
I could be told. I could just make that up.
I nominate, and we need to.
I just made that up.
We really need to try to get Mark on fucking Jeopardy.
Oh, God, no.
We got to make
Mark would be good on Jeopardy, definitely.
Yeah, we got to make this a bit on the show to get this guy on Jeopardy, because he could fucking win it.
He knows a lot about a lot.
Yeah, ask him something.
I don't know anything.
Ask
about
him something about the.
You know stuff about meteorology, anything. For example, because they always like meteorology. Could you answer questions about clouds? And,
like what? Cumulonimbus clouds.
Oh,
there you go. See,
or as
Stratus,
we call it, Sirius.
Sirius. Oh,
under the moonlight. Who sang that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Bowie, baby.
Geography. The Sirius.
Geography. I would be very. I think I would be very.
That would be Let's Dance, Charlie. Not Under the Moonlight.
Capital of Montana.
That's Wyoming. Bozeman? No. Wait. Don't. Damn it.
I know.
Capital of Massachusetts.
Helena.
Springfield.
Yeah.
Massachusetts? No, Boston.
Boston? Yeah.
That's right.
Do another one.
The building's right there.
I got a
10-year-old
going.
I told you I couldn't do it.
I was taking a shit today doing this app. Juno. Olympia. Salem. Sacramento. I can do an order up and down.
Carson City.
Nevada.
Illinois.
Springfield.
Vermont.
Iowa.
Vermont's Montpelier.
Yep.
Iowa.
Iowa, Des Moines. It means the monks.
Florida.
Tallahassee.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one.
Come on.
Okay, this city.
Come on.
This is kind of.
Mississippi.
Jackson. Good. Okay, here you go. Now you're into it, motherfucker. Okay.
Rhode Island.
Texas.
Providence, Austin.
Michigan.
Lansing. It was a lawyer.
East Lansing.
Ohio.
East Lansing. Cedar Village!
See, I'd be terrible. You should go on it. Why don't you go on it?
Because you got more depth.
No, I don't.
I'm just doing yelling shit with a beard. No, you're a very smart man.
No.
You can mark as a lot of sports, too. Sports doesn't come up that much, though.
I know,
though.
But I'd really be
this motherfucker can do Chaucer. He can get one of the Chaucer ones.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know that name. You know, the...
No, I never heard
Bard.
Bard.
They taught it at Michigan, and you took it. Shut up.
I see, too. Anyway. What about the Bible? How are you in the Bible?
I would do pretty good on the Bible.
Okay.
I like Timothy, too.
Job. Why is it pronounced Job?
Did you guys get the allusion?
I don't know what you're
Donald
talking about.
Donald Trump, when they were checking his bona fides for his, Christianity, he goes, I like Timothy, too. Yeah. No, 2 Timothy. Don't you remember that?
Yes.
That was news for a day.
Yes,
yeah.
For a day. Well, then it got beat out by something
else. Yeah, 2 Timothy's pretty good.
I'm Trump-free today. There you go, Drew.
Any interest, Charlie?
No. That's going to... Yeah,
that'll focus
for sure, but... just paying attention to the reaction to the show. Hey, listen,
just
everybody.
Asking.
Hey, listen, everybody. Seriously, man, fuck you. Let Mark feel like he feels. Oh. Mark's a liberal. So what? I like liberals. They keep it fucking honest. You right?
That's funny though. I
know. Man.
I don't consider myself a liberal though,
and I know people are laughing when I say it.
I mean, I respect you. So anybody that doesn't, I mean, man, come on, you're being childish. And what we need to be is grown-ups, right? Like, Mark, you're smart.
Well, first of all,
it's grounded in real stuff.
It's normally about, what, 5% of the show? We don't really like talking about politics that much. We have so many other fun things we like to talk about.
No,
it's been a real heavy thing lately.
It's listeners just picking up on stuff and vibing, right?
Which is fine. I don't
care. Yeah, no, but it's fun.
I'm a big boy.
You're supposed to put yourself out there, but let's be for real.
I just don't like Trump.
Let's not hurt each other, right? I'm sorry, Jay, can you turn off the breathless World News Tonight shit in front of the White House? It's Friday, man. Thank you.
What did you think of this past week, by the way?
Awesome.
No, it is odd. It is. There's so much. That's why I hate it's getting so broody. Everybody's so upset. It's interesting.
I'm going to tell a story.
Wild.
A story at a church here. I belong to the New York Times alumni page.
Ooh.
Well.
It ain't all that. They're just regular people, man. They're regular, smart people that I appreciate.
Yeah,
I do.
Not anybody can get
them. No, I do. I appreciate them. I'm from here. I met them. They're smart, serious people. But, it's a little over the top with the Goebbels and, Hitler said this in his inauguration speech.
Of course.
If I was the White House reporter, which isn't the Pentagon reporter, the CIA reporter, like the really heavy shit that you uncover. The White House reporter is a sort of a figurehead sort of, what do you call that? Like a glamour shot. It's all TV, reality TV.
Yeah.
It's usually going to be one of the top stories.
Yeah, it's reality TV.
What.
Yeah. The serious journalism is getting done
whether
they're
you're
doing
there
investigative
or not.
Work.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
That's usually career bureaucrats. Agents, reporters. The rest of it's a show. So if Trump's doing that, you know what I'm doing? I'm digging it. It's a show. It's a show. You're a fake.
It is a show.
Yeah. So I would eat it up, man.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see the poll today. 36% approved of his first week on the job, which is not terribly high, but it's only 4% lower than his approval rating. I thought
it was 4% higher than his approval rating.
No, it was 40. 40 going in.
And he still beat Hillary.
But I know. Isn't that incredible? 53% though are optimistic about his presidency.
I'll tell you what.
53%.
I don't know about any of that.
I'm optimistic about it. I hope he does the right thing.
Well, I'm pessimistic.
I didn't like anything he did in the first week.
I'm pessimistic.
Well, I think
you're
not about him. No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. I didn't ever believe it.
Yeah, but not because of Trump.
Exactly.
How are you going to die?
I don't know, man. That's the question.
How do you want to die?
Of old age.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chronicles of Narnia. Try those.
In a car accident at 105.
No. I remember the old school. You know where you want. George Carlin. Where you want to die? And some pussy.
Oh, I love George. I just saw him in that stupid Affleck movie with
Dogma.
Which is that one? The one where has to raise his kid because J-Lo dies in childbirth? Charlie's bored already.
No, is it?
Light a cigarette. J-Lo dies at childbirth.
Yeah, J-Lo dies giving birth to Gertie, and Affleck has to raise. He's a is PR guy. Was that?
It's not Geely.
No, it's not Geely. It's not much better than Geely.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl.
Did you see the movie? Yeah, Bennifer.
Ages ago, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, Jersey Girl. Oh, so the daughter is Jersey Girl.
Yeah, the daughter Gertie. It's about the kid and Affleck and the fact that he becomes a responsible father instead of the
stupid.
That's
uncaring.
A remake from the 60s from Georgie Girl.
I never saw Georgie Girl.
Me either,
I knew the song.
It sounds like Jersey Girl. Let's do it. Georgie Girl. Jake, can you help
I'm talking about, hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he knows. I can back you up, man. Georgie girl. My mom, you know, I know the song, man.
I know the song. I don't remember all the words.
Oh, just go for it.
Oh, do we have to sing a song?
Yes.
Is this a musical? What's happening?
Let me start over, man. He's getting all queasy.
Who are these, the new Seekers? Seekers, I was almost
Georgie
right.
Georgie girl. Why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try? Or is it the clothes? Stop looking at the screen. Wait, just go from your balls. Wait. Come on.
Georgie,
always window shopping but never stopping to buy.
Wow, man, they're really ragging on this chick.
Wow, they are. They're really
going to bring it around.
They want her to kind of whore out.
Hey there.
Georgie girl. Another Georgie deep inside. Yeah.
Bring out all the love you hide. What a change can be. The world would see a new Georgie girl.
I never knew they were ripping the girl. I don't know. I just
Georgie girl.
I thought it was a lame song.
I was just judging by those first two verses.
No, I think it's a good song. I think it's a great song. That the lyrics are positive. I'll bet you they are. But let me bring it around to my madness. we're trying to come up with some bits before the show. God bless Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Because that's Mary Tyler Moore. Not Mary Tyler Moore. Same era. Georgia Girl came off of, what was their show? Not Lou Grant, the one before that.
Oh, the Dick Van Dyke show.
Dick Van Dyke, and then, yeah. And then,
by the way, looks about 150 years old.
That's a good one.
But he's still going.
I know. He sounded very lucid. Kyle, I just want to say this about MTM. I thought, is it okay to call MTM?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As long as we're on the same page.
I thought that in the whole death thing, there was very little talk about Ordinary People, that movie she made with Donald Sutherland.
Oh, my God.
She was badass
in
that.
Oh, my God, dude.
She won a Golden Globe for it.
Yeah, well, that was the only movie. Dude, she was nominated. Ordinary People, man, that was better than anything Meryl Streep did.
She killed it.
Swear to God.
God, did she play a good bitch.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo.
Right on.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, man. Everybody get on their iPad tonight and make some love because it's Thursday.
Friday.
Sorry, babe.
Can we go through your itinerary today?
Oh, yeah.
You got up.
I got up.
Then what?
Washed my face, dragged a comb across my lace. So I went into the shower, don't you know? The wind, it started to blow. And the dog ate all my eggs. Dog, you dumb, dumb dog. dog. Doom, doom,
we
doom,
use this one too.
Yeah.
I got it's a musical.
Another time, I got myself a glass of wine. I went downstairs and washed the cups. Looking up, suddenly I had to shit. Played a game, played two or three, deleted my entry. And went outside and had a smoke, went upstairs and called someone.
Can we get to noon? What's happened by noon? I'm trying to make this focused, sort of.
Type the thing, maybe two. Went out downstairs and made another cup of brew. And went outside and had a smoke. Looking up, I noticed it was 8. I do shit.
Well, you wrote.
When did you get to the bar?
I haven't been to the bar, dude. I'm just trying to bring some fucking energy.
You wait. Where'd you come from?
The bar. Swear to God, I only had 3.5.
Okay.
That's it. But I was doing intel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all. Yeah. I'm keeping track.
I think I know what you're keeping intel on.
No, good. To be honest, I had one beer at the bar.
Okay.
So everybody knows where we're at here.
You know, I'm dying to find out from Elric if he's made any progress on this guy.
That one story.
Our listener lost his brother New Year's Eve.
Why are you pressuring the motherfucker? Don't do that.
I'm not pressuring him at all.
No, you just called him out.
No, I did not call him out.
What kind of progress is he making on that story? I mean,
I'm wondering.
I'm wondering. Leave him alone.
Calling him out.
You're calling him out. You're putting pressure on him.
It can be zero progress. Drew would be fine with
that. Yeah, it would be. I told him if it wasn't of interest to him or he's too busy, no sweat.
Excuse me. That's 107,000 downloads. All of a sudden wondering. Where's Elric? What's he doing?
Are you that ignorant? Did I call anybody a racist?
I just asked you if you'd like to say something.
Give me some rat time, man. That guy's awesome.
He's something. Boy, that was wild. I couldn't figure out in the end if that was... Was there a little bit of show going on there?
A little bit. I don't know. No, I'm going to tell you my impression. I don't think at first.
No, I don't think at first at all.
But now, now there's totally show going on because they respect each other.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, and I would believe if they were in an adversarial position, and, you know, you got to give Steve his credit with Mike, is sometimes he thought he was out of line, and maybe sometimes he was. And that's why Mike respects Steve.
Wait, who's Mike?
ML.
Oh, I didn't know that he was Mike.
You didn't know that?
No, I kind of knew that. Yeah. But anytime somebody calls him Mike, I'm like, who are you talking about?
What's his middle name? Lawrence?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Call him up.
Michael Lawrence?
And then we can find out if he's made any progress.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Hey, bro, there's producing right there.
Wait, but Mark's calling him out now. Why is Mark being called out for calling ML out like I was?
You better call him up, motherfucker.
I'm missing something, though. Who's Steve?
Steve?
Rat Tie?
Mike Rat Tie. So when you said,
God damn!
You said Mike, isn't
sorry,
it Mike
Steve!
I knew who he was talking about, but I
did too. Well, I knew it funny. Didn't
you I knew it. I was
you
thinking,
said Bert and Ernie, and I knew you were talking about those two.
I'm actually so glad you did that, because sorry about that, Rat Tie.
It's Mike Rat Tie, right?
It's Mike and Mike. You know what you should do? Because you're trying to expand this into a station. I got an idea.
What?
Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike.
That wouldn't be bad.
Hey. The name's already taken.
Except the second Mike is leaving, isn't he?
Yeah.
We could have played dumb till you did that.
Until there was a cease and desist.
Does that... Oh. He's calling him out. Now Jay's calling him out.
Yeah. It's your turn, Charlie.
What, calling him up?
No, calling him out.
Call him out. Everybody else is.
Oh, I'm not calling him out. I'm on his side, man. You guys are against him, man. You hate him.
You're not with him or against him?
You piece of garbage.
Hello?
This is ML Elric. You've reached my number.
Oh, wow.
Leave a name and a number, and I'll try to get back to you soon. Thanks.
And if you can't, then what will you do? Not try to get back to me soon?
Charlie?
Go ahead. Charlie wants to call you out.
Steve was calling you out.
Steve.
Call up the show, man. I know you got the message.
Hey, ML. Yeah, we were wondering if anything was going on with our listener who lost his brother New Year's Eve.
We were actually wondering what your middle name is.
That too. It's an interesting podcast. You might want to jump in.
Georgia.
I know, that song is stuck in my head. Right?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's pretty sticky. Hey, should I do Today in Rock? Charlie, you'd be in Today in Rock, wouldn't you?
Today, if it was today.
Yeah, it's today.
Today in Rock.
I thought there was
Kid Rock
really cool.
will be opening.
Sold out.
Caesars Arena.
Sold out.
Added two more shows, right?
Oh, I didn't know they added two shows.
I thought that's what I saw today. He added two more shows. There are people waiting in line, too.
Since Sprint stole 2 hours of my day.
I didn't know. Since who? Sprint. I
stole 2 hours
Prince.
Of my day.
I didn't know people still waited in line for tickets.
I didn't either. Like they waited in line at the Joe Louis box office?
There are people waiting in line, yeah. Somewhere, yeah.
Oh, wait. Where do you go?
I don't know. That's why I was kind of surprised when I read that. Huh. People were lined up early for
So, can we get a StubHub price?
Sure.
Let's call Mickey Eckstein.
Mickey Eckstein would be...
He's promoter like, extraordinaire?
Yeah, let's call him, man. Hold on. Yeah, he know all that shit. You got him, dude?
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Like a good friend of everybody. Everybody knows him.
Right on. Exactly. Well said. Well said.
I need to get to know him better, I guess.
You got his number in here?
I don't have his number.
Jay, you got his number?
I don't know him. No. I've never heard of him.
Let me find my phone.
Yeah, while you're looking.
September 19th and September 20th are the days he added. So now
six shows.
In a row, yeah.
And people were saying it was a lousy pick.
I know.
Six sellouts would mean it's a pretty good pick.
Yeah, not too bad, right?
But actually, when I saw what the opposition was, it was like, oh, okay.
You mean because of the Confederate flag?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Shit, you know, look, it's Bobby. That's Bobby. That's Detroit, you know, so fuck it.
Exactly.
No, I
know. Six shows.
Who would be a better pick to open the arena than Kid Rock?
Marvin fucking Gaye, but he's dead, you know? I mean,
exactly.
Stevie Wonder is a good pick.
I still don't think
it's that much more of a home run than Kid Rock.
Would Stevie Wonder sell out six shows?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure he would.
Eminem might, just because he hasn't done much lately.
I don't think Eminem is even... Is he doing shows right now?
I couldn't tell you the last one he did.
Today in Rock, or should I wait till the Eckstein factor is known?
Oh, yeah, just...
Should you stay in Rock while you're looking? Okay, Today in Rock for January 27th. The Beatles played at Aintree Institute on this day in 1962 near Liverpool. It was their last gig there because Brian Epstein threw a fit when the promoter paid the Beatles' fee, which is £15, with handfuls of loose change.
Oh, what a dick.
We'll never come back here. He pulled in Ed Sullivan. 1970, this might be the coolest thing on this day in history. John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed his new single all in one day.
Oh.
Mind you, the Beatles are still together. Let It Be is out in May. McCartney also is coming out in May. So things are kind of weird. The song was Instant Karma, one of the fastest releases in rock history, recorded at Abbey Road. It was in stores 10 days later. It hit number 3 in the U.S., number 5 in the U.K. And John Lennon was quoted as saying, I wrote it for breakfast, recorded it for lunch, and we're putting it out for dinner.
And I'm out.
Remind me of the story about what?
Huh? Think about that. And then as much as Yoko Ono gets fucking her ass chopped for breaking up the Beatles, maybe that one day of production that he did kind broke of. Up the Beatles, right? Like, it's, really, I'm pretty
couldn't
good.
Have helped any.
Yeah,
right. Playing the Toronto Peace Festival.
I really don't think John Lennon was a dummy. Right.
No.
So he was doing his own artistic shit. Don't blame Yoko.
The video for this, by the way, is hilarious because Yoko is knitting with a blindfold on.
Like I said.
Yeah. But it reminded me of the Ballad of John and Yoko, which was very similar. It also put out Rapid Fire.
Was it?
Yeah. John came back from Gibraltar and marrying Yoko and all that, and George and Ringo were on...
The Beatles were still together.
Holiday. Yeah, they were still together. Barely, by just hanging by the string of their...
And then he came out with that?
Well, he
knocked on... Oh, yeah, you're leaving. Yeah.
He knocked on McCartney's door and said, I know we're not getting along, but could you help me? I love this song. I really want to get it out. And he said, yeah, sure, man. They went down to the studio, and Paul played drums, bass, lead, and then backing vocals, and John left and asked him if he'd mix it for it, and he did, and boom, it was out. Couple weeks later.
What that tells me, like, probably, like, with you and Mike is you love each other, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what, right?
No, they did.
I love how you kept his name on this shit.
Yeah. Well, he's still
cool.
He's still here. I don't. I was supposed to see him today, but things kind of fell through. I was curious to see how he's doing. Yeah, I'm still having trouble. Speaking is tough. Mm-hmm. That thing is, boy.
Hey, Mike, man, you can fucking type, brother. Do that.
He does.
He does?
Yeah, he does.
Well, what did he say?
Well, today wasn't going to work.
Read a couple.
Well, and there's nothing.
Come on, it's called Drew and that, Mike, man. Fill us
nothing
in.
That fascinating.
Fill us in, though. Yeah, well, that's cool. That's how we all live.
He needed a ride somewhere, right?
Yeah, he needed a ride.
He needed a ride.
He needed a ride.
He's my cousin Chuck.
Yeah, I better.
Come on.
Still working my way to normal, but it's really nice to be home.
What's that, David?
That was January the 16th.
Okay, sounds cool.
Oh, this
just got home?
Yeah, well,
from
he got,
what?
He got home.
Or some shit?
He had to put on weight and stuff. He really lost a lot
where
of weight.
Where was he? Was in a rehab or using a what?
Yeah, he was in a rehab, getting weight put on him. And
God,
you know,
damn, man, it was serious.
Walking with help and you know,
it's just
really
smells
tough.
Like cancer to me, man.
No,
it wasn't.
No,
no.
It's frozen vocal cords, paralyzed vocal cords. He said,
but because of that, he wasn't eating.
All right.
No, he wasn't. He was because swallowing was hard. Yeah, it was hard to breathe.
But, you know, if hey, Mike, man, if you're listening, if you're not eating, go to a doctor, get an IV next time.
He's not great at hitting doctors up when he should.
I was going to say, he loves going to doctors.
You think?
Let's see. I was supposed to call you, but I got caught up here in the wife and the so-called caregiver.
Really?
I hate being surrounded by demanding women. Especially when it seems two-thirds of them are on my case. Just kidding, LOL. He was about half kidding. He was just frustrated. So.
Well, that's cool. Good to hear from you, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, let's call him up and hear what his voice sounds like.
Hey, we'll not answer the phone. Guarantee
can we call
you that.
Him, listen, man, we owe it to the. Can we call for the people? Can we call him up and see what's going on?
He won't answer the phone.
Well, yeah, but whatever lady's speaking for him, let's talk to her. Can you come on, Jay? Look at you. They're making faces.
It's not a
I'm
good
telling
call.
The audience.
Trust me.
I think it's a great call.
I don't know if Trish would be too bummed.
Trish is pretty shy.
Trish. What's up with our boy?
She's shy.
I don't think
okay,
she's.
Okay, well, you know.
I don't know. The so called caretaker's kind of interesting, but that might violate some kind of HIPAA law, right?
Jeez.
Now, on this day in 71, David Bowie arrived in the U.S. without a work permit. He couldn't play, but he did do some promotions wearing a dress at many of them.
Another fucking illegal alien working the country.
Yeah.
David Bowie wearing a dress. I mean, like my uncle couldn't have worn a dress.
Stevie Wonder had his second number one hit on this day in 73 with Superstition. Yeah. Jeff Beck came up with that original drum pattern on that, and Stevie offered him the song, but Berry Gordy said, no, Stevie, you're recording it first, which he did. Clash signed with CBS Records on this day in 1977 for $100,000. And let's see, a couple more things here. Is that Madonna? Oh, Madonna's first UK appearance on a TV show called The Tube on this day in 1984. She played Holiday.
Did you see what Madonna's been up to lately?
Talking about blowing up the White House. Other than that, she was trying to adopt two kids, but that wasn't true, was it?
No, it's totally true.
She it is true.
Photographed in Malawi again.
Yeah.
Taking two more kids. So
she denied. Had, oh.
The children's names were Anastasia and Johan Pitt.
I started believing you.
And the kids were.
I could see her naming two kids that.
She literally grabbed them out of the parents' arms, too, and refused to give them back. And
yeah.
She's home with them now, I guess. And parents are pretty unhappy. But whatever. James Brown, 1998, charged with marijuana possession and unlawful use of a firearm when cops were called by his wife to a South Carolina home. Boy, it'd be fun to be a fly on the wall for that one. And that's Today in Rock, brought to you by Dr. Roche, www.droche. Check this out. Valentine Breast Augmentation Special running through February the 14th. $5,050 for silicone breast implants. Restrictions may apply. That's $1,000 off. New boobs.
Dude, I do believe you're stealing commercials from public radio.
I know. I heard Terry Gross do the same exact reading.
I'm glad
to hear this.
This is great.
Yeah, man. We have a payroll.
The only thing keeping local radio alive.
We're trying.
Is they install them in every car.
That makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Can I say it? It's just there at your fingertip. It's easy. It's
well, it's cheap, too. It's free.
Just saying. That's the only. There's nothing on.
There's no labor involved.
There's nothing on, man. Everything cool's going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, dude, you're in front of the big screen working it. Everything cool's going on, and there's nothing good on public air.
Why is that? You know, it seems like to me radio stopped developing offense. Young talent.
Well,
at some point, I don't know
it
why.
It went cheap for a while because the companies, the big companies, are in a little bit of financial trouble. So ///. But that's that. I still think it's going to come back because local still has a certain pull.
Oh yeah, the local, the immediacy of radio. You can't beat the ability to turn something around so fast.
But somebody's gonna a company's gonna want to put money into it.
You can beat them online. Online.
Yeah, but 91% of adults still listen to the radio every day.
Well, can't you just say 90? I mean, Jesus.
Charlie's having so much fun. That's the most fun thing about this today, is just seeing how much fun he's having.
I like to be accurate.
He's having a ball.
Fuck yeah. Why not? A little unemployment will do that to you.
Yeah. How's your book coming?
It's coming good, man. It's
good.
You said you had a good writing day today.
I had a good, you're going to like this book. No, you don't like this, but this book's too full.
Did you outline the plot for him?
There's no plot.
Well,
the plot
you lined out for me, I thought it's pretty damn good.
It starts out with the day Kilpatrick gets convicted.
Yeah.
Which is the only day I ever wore. I said this before.
The only day I ever wore makeup.
And
that was because of?
Which is
Patty's Day, you know, getting a brawl on Patty's
which
Day.
Which is another good story.
I mean,
Patty's Day.
Defending yourself on Patty's Day.
Yeah. Which got a little media attention.
Which brings me to Richard
Spencer. I think I heard about that on Channel 7.
Which brings me to Richard Spencer.
Ah!
Because we talked about that before the show, like what we might talk about. You know, the right-wing guy. Neo-Nazi. He claims he's not. He says they don't even like him. The KKK doesn't like him. He's another slickster, fucking white supremacist guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
he's a dick.
No, man. Nobody deserves to get sucker punched. No. But when you fuck around on the electric rail like that dude's doing, that's what you're going to get. And if you get fucking hit in the face, guess what? I'm watching the video, and you pussy, you didn't even go after the guy. You ran in the opposite direction. You didn't get knocked out. You didn't look fucking bleeding to me. Turn around, chase that motherfucker, place him under citizen's arrest, and do what you may if four other fucking white assholes in masks come kick you. Fuck them.
What's funny
guy
is,
hit you in the fucking face. That's a no-go zone.
You know, it's he got punched twice that day.
Okay, well, goddamn.
I didn't know he got punched twice.
Of course he's going to get punched.
There's another.
He might get shot.
Well, is that okay?
No. Well, no, but.
But you I mean, fuck around okay on for the rail like to, that, dude. You're going to get fucked up.
Well, you know, I tell you, it doesn't bother me that he got punched. Actually, I hate anybody who sucker punches someone. I think it's such a pussy move.
Yeah, it's true.
It's really pussy.
But go on. Yeah, it's a pussy move. But
when I'm reading people who are public figures talking about how great it is and how much they enjoyed it, I'm thinking that could inspire people to do the same thing.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah, but.
You don't aggrandize that shit. You might watch
but people were aggrandizing. There was a big discussion online about, is it okay to like this? You know,
and it's okay to like it.
A lot of people said, yeah, I love it. And
well,
I wish somebody else would hit him.
The foxy liberal who quite never gets in a fist fight. As Malcolm, I would quote Malcolm X. He would like the down-home cracker way more, trust him way more, speaks his mind, than the foxy liberal, quote, who'll slide the knife in your back. Right? So let me know what you are. If you don't know what you are, somebody hit you. Go get them. Right? That's dislaw and order. You said your way of life was law and order. Well, then fucking prove it to me. Prove it to me. Because sometimes it costs.
It doesn't seem, though, there's a complete disrespect for people who disagree with people.
Yeah, of course. That's the problem with the country.
But there's been respect for the other side in the past.
Fought.
There's some respect. And I get this is different.
His
this
ideas are so far out of the norm.
No, he's a dick.
I don't think.
No, make it simple. He's
a
dick.
Well, a lot of people.
Of course he's a dick.
A lot of people are dicks, though.
But he's a racist, separatist dick. And if you
isn't that what America is, though? America protects any speech.
What America is this. What America truly is this. If you think out what he's saying and advocating, it's impossible to do. By the fucking rules we all agree on.
It's going nowhere.
It cannot.
He's
not
getting anywhere with this.
And then throw the racial shit into it.
His speech is protected.
It's nonsensical. It's fucking retrograde. It doesn't help anything. No, I repudiate it. But maybe I don't quite understand what the man's saying. It all depends where he's standing, seems to me. He's a creature of convenience. You're in D.C., you're toning down your rhetoric, play the tape. No, the neo-Nazis don't like me. I don't think, ha, ha, not the KKK, ha, 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 with my fucking $300 haircut, ha, ha, ha. I got hit in the face, I'm not even bleeding, and I ran away. Shut up, man. Welcome to the city, motherfucker from Idaho.
His rights are protected. He can still talk and spew his bullshit.
You can do whatever you want, man. Yeah, and I will pull you out of the crowd. I've been known to. I will reach in and grab that fuck out of a crowd because I do not think a crowd has a right to beat somebody to death because I believe in human rights. I do. You'll always find me in the photograph somewhere around.
Look, if he was shot, that's a different thing. He wasn't even hurt.
Does it concern you, though, that people that do that sort of thing who think we're going, hey, look at that. Celebrities are saying how cool it is. I think I'll go punch somebody. But they're not going to necessarily know. They're not going to have a Richard Spencer. They might have somebody that maybe isn't quite as bad as Richard Spencer. But because Michael Moore, a lot of people hate him. And people would say, oh, I think it's great. Michael Moore got slugged.
What you want me to do? You just heard my point of view on it. Now, Michael Moore's an expert. Yeah, I don't think Michael Moore says shit about it, right? So let's not drag his name into it.
I'm just saying he's the kind of person a lot of people hate.
Yeah, but who did say? What about
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep. Well, you know, there you go. She travels with security now, doesn't she?
To avoid that.
No idea.
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know.
Bet my house on it. I don't know. I would think so.
Actually, Michael Moore probably travels with security,
But I saw him in Flint in the midst of a fucking throng.
Yeah.
And if there was security, it wasn't very fucking heavy. So, no, he's legit like that.
I have a feeling Meryl doesn't travel to too many places where somebody would want to.
You wouldn't know by her accent.
It's a small town in Vermont, I think.
Whatever that accent is.
What about Heinz giving their 42,000 employees a day off after the Super Bowl?
Good. Why not? Instead of spending the money on a commercial? Look how much free pub they've gotten out of it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
There's a petition to make it a public holiday, which will never happen, I'm sure. But apparently nobody goes to work that day. I didn't realize so few people went to work.
The Monday after the Super Bowl.
What are they getting out of it?
Heinz?
Well, instead of spending money on a Super Bowl commercial, they said, we'll eat what the cost of giving everybody the day off, which they've gotten tons of publicity for because everybody loves
it. There you go. And that's John Kerry's wife.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Teresa Heinz.
Yeah. And why doesn't Gillette give all the employees the day off?
Good question.
The Patriots, right?
Yeah, they're the ones creating all the activity.
No, they actually own the macaroni and cheese, and then they bought the razor blades. Kraft.
Well, doesn't Kraft own Heinz, too?
See, it's very incestuous, man. There's a plot.
Kraft Heinz?
There's a plot.
Does Kraft seriously own
Google
Heinz?
It.
I didn't know that.
I thought so.
He is Googling it. I was just joking.
I'm going to.
But Heinz made a big point out of saying
yes, they do.
Their attendance is so low the day after the Super Bowl. I didn't realize that few people went to work that day. Is that true everywhere? I mean, working in media is...
It is in Patriotville.
Well, yeah, and if they do go to work, they're not getting shit done.
Man, that's been 20 years of a run. How awesome. We got Dick. Yeah, I was listening to 97.1, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Valente was out. Terry Foster, welcome back.
You know? Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
And,
good for Terry.
And they were talking about what's, you know, the greatest moment, you know, you ask the Patriots, you ask the Steeler fans, what's ours? What's the Lions?
Oh, the Lions' greatest moment?
You could really think. And, you know, everybody was calling in with...
it's the Cowboys' victory in the 91 playoffs.
Yeah, but nobody remembers it. And, like, I remember Green Bay in 99. No, we got nothing except one. I remember. Remember when Barry got 2,000?
Mm-hmm.
That was huge.
Carried him off on his shoulders.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that was the greatest.
That was cool.
Yeah, oh, it was awesome. Like, we were all tuning in. They made the playoffs.
It was the last day of the season, right? They wanted to go 9-7, and he went past 2,000. That was cool.
He'd be the second or third guy. Juice was first.
Eric Dickerson.
And then was it Dickerson or Sanders? Yeah.
Dickerson still holds the record.
No, but was it Dickerson first or Sanders?
Dickerson.
It was Dickerson.
Yeah, ED.
And did Barry surpass the Juice? Is Barry second all time?
I don't think Barry passed the Juice or Dickerson.
I think he might, and I think Adrian Peterson broke it, too.
Yeah, Adrian, yep.
That's right.
Adrian thought he broke the record, remember?
And did he?
Yeah, and then I remember the post-game interview, and they're like, you're like,
He was a few yards
60
short.
60 yards short. He didn't play.
I am? Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Because they stopped handing him the ball.
He didn't play in there. Yeah, they pulled him out of the game.
Yeah, they stopped handing him the ball, man.
Oh, that sucks.
Probably owed him a bonus.
Jay, can you pull up like the all-time rankings, man? A 2,000-yard season.
2,000-yard rushers in the NFL?
I believe it will be Dickerson, then Peterson, then O.J., then Sanders. That's going to be my guess.
I think I'll go along with that.
What's going on there, Jay? Is that correct?
Wait, Jamal Lewis, 2,086. Yeah. Barry Sanders, 2,053.
Wait, go first to go descending.
Okay, the highest is Eric Dickerson, 2,105.
Right.
Number two is Jamal Lewis, 2,066.
Jamal Lewis?
Yes.
Ravens.
Fuck.
Barry Sanders is third, 2,053. Terrell Davis, 2,008. Chris Johnson, 2,006. O.J. Simpson, 2,003. Where is
Adrian?
Not in there?
Yeah, Adrian's definitely, man.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Maybe that was just for the...
That's just the Google page.
I lost my cans for some reason.
Link.
Oh! Oh! Negative. There we go. Yeah, I got it.
Single game.
Whoa, was it single game?
Maybe it could be, you know.
Which was 296, I think. Oh, wait, Adrian Peterson, 2,007 yards. Yes, 2012, he had 2,007 yards. I'm sorry, 2,097 yards.
Right, so what's the rank?
So he's number two, you're right.
All right. Well, how come this page isn't ranking him in order then?
It was weird. It was they left him off.
It's doing him by year.
Yeah, Barry was third with 2053.
Jay, man, can we just get the, you know.
Terrell Davis is fourth with 2008. O.J. is like sixth with 2003 or seven.
Yeah, but O.J. did it in fucking
14 games. Yeah, that's right. Give the juice his due.
Okay, here we go.
And some people say, you know, the fact that he killed two people somehow makes that record smaller. I think that's crazy.
Way.
I mean, wow, jeez.
It just adds to the myth, man.
Versus two murders, and you know, he wasn't convicted anyway. He didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
Just adds to the myth.
Do anything?
Too brute.
He was upset. I mean, look what the guy had to get over. Not only being accused of murdering the people, but her death. You live through that.
You got him in order? No, I was looking for that game.
Look up in just in order, like first, second, third, fourth.
Fifth. Well, I was looking for that game in that season where he didn't. He had 199 in the last game.
Who's number one? Got the all time. One through five.
Ed. Mm-hmm. Eric Dickerson, followed by Peterson, followed by Sanders.
By Sanders.
Followed by, isn't
Jamal Lewis?
Terrell Davis. Oh, wait.
Terrell Davis? No, not Terrell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jamal Lewis is third. Barry's fourth.
And then?
And then it's a matter of yards.
Terrell Davis?
Terrell Davis, Chris Johnson, Davis OJ.
That's right, dude.
Yeah. Yep. 1998. Yeah. He had 2,000. He had a couple. He had some great playoff games,
man.
Too. Let me reference our friends at... Oh, the new Zod Ford copy's here.
Oh, let's go. Oh, let's go. You can keep it.
Hey, Jay, was there a new copy for the M59 location? Is that the second one here?
That's what he sent us with the different one.
Just the one page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That means if you're looking for the best deal on your new ride, check out our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and deals in the D.com. Our studio sponsor, DealsInTheD.com, is where you'll find thousands of vehicles listed with the very best prices in the D. During their auto show event, you can lease a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for $169 a month. Yep, you heard it, $169. Over 200 Ram available. If you're not looking for a lease, they got you covered too, with savings up to $12,000 off a new Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk if you want to buy like
what?
Charlie LaDuff.
What? 12 grand off a Jeep?
12 grand off a new Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. So when you're ready for your new ride, check out our friends at DealsInTheD.com. Get there. Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Chrysler Jeep. Did you want to touch the Duggan is running for, it looks like, well, he had a meeting with his.
Why do I got to touch Duggan?
Important people.
That's weird.
You don't have to.
I'm not. He's got to dress better for me to touch him. And if he's going to buy me a meal, it's actually going to come from his check.
You guys would be a good couple. What are you talking about?
Did you?
They'd be a nice odd couple. Be a good reality show. Why don't you guys live live for a while, and then Ficano can stop by for a visit.
Charlie and Ficano, that would be the roommates.
That would be the better roommate show.
Charlie girl.
I love when he tells you to get an appointment.
I just picture, like...
That's what I'm doing here, Bob. I'm trying to be appointed to the cabinet.
Would he have given you an appointment if you asked for one? No.
I'm sure.
Didn't you ambush him off an elevator once?
Oh, wow. I haven't had the headphones on forever. And Jay, nice.
Yeah, Charlie missed the Odd Couple tune.
I loved it.
Did you ambush him off an elevator once? Charlie?
No, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon in the original Odd Couples movie.
Yeah, and the movie was great.
And in the television show, it was Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
That's right.
Yeah, and you could not... those four men nailed that part. They should stop remaking it.
I thought the movie was the best, really.
Yeah. But the show was a good adaptation.
Yeah, the show was good.
Yeah, but the movie was the best. And they should stop trying to remake it, because you can't. It's like Death of a Salesman.
Did you see Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Considering how old those guys were.
You see Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That was great.
That was Jack Lemmon, right?
Yeah, exactly. Baldwin was in that, wasn't he?
Was he?
Baldwin in that? Yeah. Was Spacey in that?
Always be...
Spacey's in that. I probably. Plays a creepy salesman really well.
Yeah. Baldwin, by the way, is doing SNL for the 17th time, is it?
I think so.
A record.
Too bad it's a failing show.
I know, and he's terrible. He's a disaster.
I've been saying that for 24 years of that show.
As far as Saturday Night Live being a disaster, how good is Saturday Night Live right now? It's not a disaster.
I don't think it's a disaster at all.
No, nobody wants to spend any money to try it. And you remember, what was that, the one that was against it? There was Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Which
was
good.
In Living Color.
In Living Color, which was better.
Yeah, that was, was the best competition they had.
Everybody made their money. I would suspect that, what's his name, Lorne Michaels is basically a godfather of NBC, and it's unassailable. You can't touch it. Because he's so hooked into Hollywood.
Oh, not right now. No, and he does keep coming up with good people.
And you know what?
Everybody
that's on that show signs away a quarter of their life to him, to his production company, NBC, whatever it may be.
So it seems. There are people who have managed.
You know, Will Ferrell, everybody? No, you walk out, your first handful of pictures, whether it's 2, 3, 4, 6, Lorne Michaels production gets a piece, or NBC.
There is an exception.
Oh.
And it's...
I know you did the show before, didn't you?
Mark, what's the guy's name who does the crazy guy who talks about all the clubs on the Weekend Update?
Hader.
Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. Bill Hader actually has done non-Lorne Michaels movies, which is extremely rare. And he claims it's not by design, but it's kind of strange. I mean, he's like the only guy.
It's got to be by design. It's like you get a standard contract, I'm quite sure. Like what, the lawyer forgot to put that,
You think they contract clause? Those guys to do movies with him, or that he has first refusal?
I'm pretty sure, you sign on to that show, you sign on to Hollywood.
Well, he does seem to executive produce an awful lot.
Every movie, yeah. Every show.
He's got every comedian out there, almost.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about, I never really thought that much about Saturday Night Live, because there are always people who hate it and say, oh, it hasn't been good for 20 years. And then there's always people that really like it, and I don't know. I don't think it's great right now. It's not a disaster by any means.
I never thought it was good after Eddie Murphy. Sorry.
Really?
I guess I'm old. I never really did, no.
You didn't like the Carvey years with
Phil Hartman?
I love them all, but you know what? They were arrested in that show. They were, just shackled. It's, it binds you in. They were better when, Will Ferrell, you're better when you leave and you can do your own thing. He insists that they all read cue cards. You know how when you're watching Saturday Night Live, everybody's staring.
Them.
Yeah.
Well,
he insists.
For a long time, you never saw people reading cue cards on that show. And it seems like in recent years, you see it more and more. And it's
like
really
the last
distracting.
20. Like the last 20. After Eddie Murphy. That's what he did. He arrested him.
Well, I thought the 90s were, there were some great years. Yeah. I mean, I almost at times felt like,
Farley,
boy, the
Spade.
Reference for that first show, I get it, but this show is really fucking good.
All I know is I still watch it and I still laugh at some.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I still watch it. Yeah.
I still love those guys, but look, like Chris Farley's movies, way better.
Oh, Tommy Boy was really good.
Tommy Boy.
He's got great stuff on SNL. His Best of Chris Farley on SNL, that tape. Oh, my God. There's a lot of funny stuff on there.
But if you watch it, like, because those are clips.
Here comes the meat wagon.
But if you watch the whole 5 minutes.
And the medic gets out and says, oh, my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
I don't know. You know, what's his name? By the van down by the river. Those are pretty funny.
Matt Foley.
The motivational dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I can watch 5 minutes of that. I liked anything Farley. You know when he played the chick? The mall chicks? He and Spade? And
Those are Gap Girls? That's
yeah, the Gap Girls. That was good.
When they're eating.
I mean, he really spread out on that show. And as far as movies, I'm trying to think, what's Farley, besides Tommy Boy, what's really good?
He's got the cameo in Billy Madison where he's the bus driver.
I laugh at anything he does.
I know.
I mean, even if he's in a bad movie, I generally will like what he does.
Is he a Black Sheep?
Yeah, I mentioned Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
Not the best movie,
yeah, but
he's good.
He didn't have, like, Velvet Jones and Buckwheat,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, you know, James Brown.
Well, Eddie was
Beverly
great.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, those are all great.
That man, after him, like, you know, Bill Murray's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, Bill Murray's great.
I just looked up. I forgot about Beverly Hills Ninja and what a bomb. Remember what a bomb
was? Yeah.
Because how messed up he was for that. Almost Heroes is great.
Coneheads, Wayne's World. Airheads. I forgot about Airheads. Yeah. You know, what is going on with Eddie Murphy? You know, he is a really interesting guy in that I really don't know what's going on there. At the 40-year anniversary show, it was so obvious he just didn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to make anyone laugh.
Yeah.
So he did it.
No, he didn't. But
he's doing awesomely, it sounds like to me. Like, he's doing what the fuck he wants.
He is. Of course he is. He's got fuck you money.
And he's not sucker punching anybody. You know what I mean?
But since the second Klumps movie,
yeah,
what's he done?
Well, he did
Celebrity
Orbit.
Net Worth is $85 million. Norbit's great. I love Norbit. You know I love Norbit.
I know that's the way to your heart is Norbit.
You love Norbit.
I do. I love Respucia. Yeah. I could watch her get in that car all day long.
And to think that Eddie is playing all those people is just, I mean, wow. It's those people are not Eddie Murphy
to me.
Remember,
he didn't do a movie for a long time, and then Brett Ratner reached out to him for that like crime caper movie. Remember, Rolling Stone wrote a big article about it and how Ratner met with them and convinced them to do it.
And it sucks.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Matthew Broderick in that, I think.
Yeah, he's done some
real
stinkers.
Really, really bad.
What's he done since Norbit? And
did the article include how the article got written? Because, like, who gives a fuck how Ratner and Eddie Murphy are making a movie?
Well, but the point was Eddie wasn't ever going to make a movie again, and it was how they convinced him to buy into, because he knew Brett Ratner for some. You know, Brett Ratner's got...
Sounds like a media plant to me.
I could run off names of Eddie's.
Maybe.
I could run off the last maybe seven or eight movies Eddie's done, and I bet you wouldn't even know if he was in them, wouldn't even know what they're about.
I wouldn't know them all.
A Thousand Words?
Yeah, that was, more or less...
Is Dreamgirls on there? Yeah. Dreamgirls, I guess, was kind of big. I never
he got nominated for
Mr. Church.
Mr. Church.
Mr. Church.
Oh, yeah, he's a preacher in that.
Sounds terrible.
Imagine That.
That sounds terrible.
Tower Heist, that's the movie you're talking about.
Ratner. That's what I was imagining.
Meet Dave.
He's a butcher in that one, yeah.
Yeah, Boomerang was okay.
Boomerang's great.
Cool. Yeah.
Wait, it's coming back to me.
Boomerang? What? Oh, the next
Doctor
Word Associating.
Dr. Doolittle.
Oh. Good movie. Good
Showtime.
Movie.
I Spy. I mean, all these movies, these are his last
Shrek.
10, 12 movies.
Hello, Shrek, motherfucker.
Shrek,
yeah.
That's why he's worth so much. That's why he doesn't have to do any movies. Well, Shrek.
Okay, now the dude's from, like, I forget the town. Where is it? It's his thing's right up there. He's from Brooklyn. I think he grew up in Freeport, Long Island, and Nassau. And, the guy's got $100 million.
I'm still amazed that Drew you did not like Coming to America.
I know.
I didn't like it either.
What?
I didn't. Well, I can't remember it, but I remember watching and go, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just remember that you don't like Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan.
No, I know.
And that's the same way I feel. It shocks me. But you know what? I want to watch it again.
I like Bob Dylan.
No, he's talking
Mark doesn't
me.
Like Bob Dylan, like Dylan or Bruce Springsteen.
I respect Dylan. I don't like his music. I don't like anything Springsteen does.
I think I kind of said that.
But I swear, I feel like I'm the only person in the state of Michigan that likes Bruce Springsteen. It's really weird. I'm surrounded by people.
You and Pat.
Pat loves
two people I talk to a lot who try to convince me.
Jay?
I do.
Oh, you like Bruce. Yeah. Okay.
I bet Kid Rock would better.
Mike Stone? Stoney
likes Bruce, yeah. Who plays Bruce, though? No one even plays Bruce on the radio here, do they?
God, that's really weird. No.
They never have since I've been here.
CSX
we do, don't we, Jay?
Yeah, you should hear Jay and Charlie's radio station when this thing's over.
Think I'm going down to the well tonight. I'm going to drink till I get my fill.
What?
wait, come on, man.
Wait, oh, I didn't know we were singing. Sorry.
Yes, you did.
Wait, what song was that, Charlie? Oh, Glory Days. Glory Days.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
It's one of the few I like.
I like Glory Days, too. What Springsteen songs do you like, Charlie?
Well, I know if I'm going to hear them.
How about Born to Run?
Yeah.
Badlands?
I'm not sure.
Thunder Road?
I'm not sure.
Hungry Heart?
No.
Yeah. I'm on Fire?
No. Yeah, I like it, yeah.
I'm Going Down?
Yeah, I like it.
I like
Streets of Philadelphia?
I like it.
I got AIDS now. I got AIDS now.
57 channels. Oh, God. That's terrible.
Rosalita?
Yeah.
Rosalita's great.
Yeah, I like
that's
Bruce.
13 minutes of Bruce. So
I like
a lot of Bruce.
I didn't say I didn't like him.
Tunnel of Love?
Don't look at me that way.
My Hometown.
My Hometown?
Well, that's all new stuff, man. But, you know, like...
new stuff? My Hometown? It's 80. It's Born in the USA.
Yeah, that's new. Like, his shit's...
1985.
It's pretty old, dude. Born to Run's what? Like,
why would I argue with you? She's the One, Backstreets. Spirits in the Night. He wrote Spirits in the Night.
I'm not sure about that. How's that go?
His version's different. Spirits in the Night. All right. Manfred Mann's better known for doing it. You probably heard Manfred Mann's version.
Manfred Mann is the, like...
Do I Diddy?
Most soulful sounding pop white man.
I only know Spirits in the Night and Do I Diddy. That's all I know about Manfred Mann.
Well, no, it's, what's the other one? What's their big hit?
Manny.
Didn't they have a bigger hit than those two?
Manfred Mann? I don't know, maybe.
Blinded by the Light.
Blinded by the Light. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Which, didn't Bruce write that?
He wrote Spirits in the Night. Maybe he did write, maybe he wrote Blinded in the Light, too.
For some reason, I
think
thought
he did.
Blinded.
I think
he wrote
right.
Blinded in the Light.
Okay, listen. Jay, can you keep this on and then meld us into Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher? And listen to the same song, but listen to the difference.
The Spirits in the Night.
Yeah, he updated it. That's the pop part. Mullet J working his magic, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not sure I hear the connection.
Wait. It's called The Flourish, like anything else.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down, hoochie-coocher.
Wait for it, man.
She
pick it up.
The roughest, toughest frail. Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, 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 ho.
Heidi, 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 ho.
The bass line. Same one.
I never knew the song till the Blues Brothers.
Right, right.
Yeah, Cab Calloway. I don't know how old he is in that movie. Gotta be ancient. He's a cool cat.
Look at him dance like a motherfucker. God.
He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, 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 howdy,
can we use this too? Can we use this too?
I really like that Jeep. Not sure I hear it.
Oh, God.
If only people could see how happy Charlie LaDuff is right now. He is so proud of himself.
Unless Dolly Madison is something I never seen, I think Melania Trump's the hottest first woman there ever been.
Oh my God, it's not even close. Are you kidding me?
But you know who's like underrated?
Who?
Rosalind Carter. I always thought she was foxy. Man.
I don't see
Rosalind
it.
Carter.
I always thought Rosalind Carter.
I think it's the.
Mike Clark had a thing for her.
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Thing for Rosalind?
Yeah,
Carter.
So we brought up all these pictures of her, and then he quickly recanted.
I think, man, she's a gorgeous.
I think in her day she had a surprising body. And when I say surprising, that's not saying a lot.
She always wore skirt suits.
Her hair was kind of weird.
'70s baby.
Yeah. First ladies, I mean, to say someone's a hot first lady doesn't say a lot.
There you go, Charlie.
Okay, that's her now, right?
I don't know when that's from.
Look at her back in the day, man.
See her in like 1960 or something?
No, right there, second to the left on the top. Yeah. Yeah, man.
She didn't look bad there.
Well, she's...
She's elegant. Always
she's
has
not,
been.
She's not gross.
No, she's not gross.
I think she's beautiful. I'm sorry.
Really?
I like women that look like that.
Really?
I do. Yep. Yep, I think she's very pretty.
I'd like to see her about 20 years before that.
Well, let's see.
She's probably 45.
Oh, look, ooh, she's wearing a kung fu robe in that one.
And a
yes.
And a pearl necklace.
Stop it. Look right there. There it is. No. Wait, go back. Reduce that one, dude.
Can this guy scan down?
Here's an old picture of her.
Some old pictures.
Let me show Drew real quick that one.
Yeah, man. She looks like Mary Tyler Moore.
She's a little foxy there.
God bless your girls.
Man, she's probably 20, if that. We never settled our argument about Miss Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Can you bring up Miss Canada, Jay?
Yeah.
Miss Canada is getting a lot of crap for Miss Universe, which is Sunday night. People are saying Miss Canada's fat. And there were all kinds of, nasty comments online.
I'll be the judge.
What happened to you? You're losing points already.
There's a picture of her.
Okay, so far, no.
Well, I think she's a little big right there. Remember, this isn't being compared to a normal woman.
Right where?
Right here. This isn't to be.
Where?
Right here where I'm circling. Right.
Where are you circling?
Here you go.
Yeah.
For the studio audience?
Just kidding.
I think they know where I'm circling.
Well, tell them. Where are you circling?
The mid waist,
the
upper thighs.
Big up the middle?
Well, and what I was going to
say. Her thighs are big, but she's a bigger girl.
No, man, come on. She's hot, man. Look.
No, I think she's hot, too.
Okay,
I like her.
Here's the thing. If you really want to go there, Her boobs aren't as big as you want them to be.
Oh, she's got some
raction. Like
those pictures are not. Okay, they don't
do it
justice.
Well, then, goddamn.
There's raction going on.
No, I mean, that's just hot
chick. She does not have the typical shape of a Miss Universe.
No, when you're full bodied, you know.
Which is why people are attacking.
When you're full bodied, and I'm not going to say she's full bodied, she's just got big frame, right? You would have bigger boobs there. That's what you're talking about. But let's look at it in the other pictures. Look in the cowboy get up. Jay, in the cowboy.
I gotta believe she's a D cup.
Right over there. Right there on the far right, second row. Okay, click that up.
Yeah, well,
click it up.
In
look
clothes.
At, look at it. No, yeah, but, man, now, what good. You talking about in clothes?
Now, remember.
What are you talking about?
No, I thought she looked fine without clothes.
Oh, Jesus, what are we doing? Are you kidding me,
you
man?
Can't deny that she's put on
clothes?
Weight, though, from even 6 months
Oh, from
ago.
Then, you mean?
Oh, God.
Well, the Miss what is it, Universe?
Speaking of weight, how's your diet going?
Terrible.
Oh, see? Man, aren't we all fucked up?
Yeah, I'm not
we
running.
We all got bodies.
I'm not running for Mr. Universe.
Wait, who's that? That's not
you
her.
Should, man. And you should do Jeopardy, too. Because you went
to better,
Michigan,
I'd have a better chance at Mr. Universe. Yeah, did you know Charlie went to Michigan?
Oh, I didn't know that. He didn't tell me the first 2 minutes I met him. So.
Hail to the victors, valiant hail to anybody. To the conquering hero.
Stephen Gabara did not go to Michigan. As he pointed out, there would have been something in his office that, and he would have told us.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said I was going to be disappointed in the banners because the color scheme wasn't the maize and blue I suggested.
Well, they have colors.
Hail to the victors, valiant! Hail to the conquering heroes! Hail, hail to Michigan, the champions of the West!
It's my favorite.
And we have.
You still looking at her?
Yeah.
Oh, you like her? Oh, come on, man! Ooh, Canada!
I think she's very pretty.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? Knockout!
The point was
knockout.
There's
no argument.
Is she fat?
No.
No, I didn't think so either.
Guess what?
Compared to the other Michigan.
Who don't like some fat?
Huh?
Yeah, you.
What are you talking about?
You bastard.
You're the fattest thing I've ever seen.
She's not fat.
She is.
Jay leaned over to the left, pressed the button, and you're the fattest thing I've ever seen.
Ooh. Fat.
There's a picture of her on her Instagram page from 3 weeks ago standing in front of a donut stand.
Good for you, baby doll.
Oh, that's a cheap shot. She doesn't look bad.
No,
there.
I'm just saying it's on her Instagram page.
Well, she wasn't thinking people were going to call her fat.
She's not going to win Miss Universe.
You got a cider and rum?
She might not. I think Miss Universe and all these pageants are discriminating against big-titted women anymore. Well, nobody's a double D in there. Nobody's even a D cup.
That was discriminating. I'm telling you right now.
Baloney,
right?
Man. I never discriminated against anybody.
Just because you did it, she's going to be a finalist. And if she's a finalist, now you're going to fuck her self-worth up. She's like, was it the anti-backlash to the backlash? Am I really beautiful?
Charlie, we have passed the 75-minute
mark. Yes, you are, girl.
We're at 82 minutes. It is time to wrap up the Friday podcast.
I just opened a beer.
Well, you can enjoy it on the post-show.
I'm getting kicked out.
No, you're not getting kicked out.
Oh,
nobody's kicking anybody out.
That's great.
You're the 75-minute guy. I just made this
point. I see how it's going here.
No, I made the point the other night that Charlie thinks everything is too long.
Mm-hmm.
When we're watching the Menendez thing, you're like, oh, this thing should be an hour.
Okay, fact.
No, it's funny.
Fact of the matter, bro.
You're actually right. Most things are too long.
I agree. No, I generally agree with you.
And you know what? I was telling my wife, and I guess it's an apology. I'm an intense person, but my business, and it's not much of a business. It really is not. And it could be taken apart quite quickly, as we've noticed, but... It's the media in all its forms. And I study it. I study it. I really do. I live it. I think about it. I judge it. I listen to my own things, your things. Man, I watch a lot of things. Yeah, have a cigarette for sure. And, you know, if I got a suggestion to improve it or I take a shot or you're experimental, what's the harm?
But something being too long annoys you greatly.
Well, no, man, you know, my rhythm is different than yours.
I can't say I disagree with you when you said the Menendez thing was too long.
Which thing was too long?
The Menendez. Remember with the Menendez? It was like a 2-hour special documentary.
Well, you know, I was on the air.
During the anniversary.
We were bullshitting for it? Or
yeah, we were watching, talking about it.
I was saying the bit was too long or the movie itself was too long?
Yeah, you thought the whole documentary was too long.
Oh, it was way too long. No, it needed a half hour cut. It just needed a half hour. But that's pretty flabby.
There's a 911 call.
Okay, fuck it. Turn that down. Turn that down. Everybody knows the goddamn show. Here's the thing about that.
I like that call.
What they should have done with
it's
that
good acting.
With that documentary, figure out the new media landscape and how everybody's watching stuff. You could have turned that into a minimum 4-part series. It was pre-OJ. Remember how OJ
If they wanted, I mean, ESPN, they can drag anything out like that.
Yeah, but they
got big ratings.
They put it in a context. And the O.J. movie never put the Menendez brothers in a context because the Menendez brothers were – actually, it wasn't even the Menendez brothers. It was fucking Charles Manson that put that high crime shit in the news, you know, like infotainment.
Yeah. And no, it is. Look at Dateline.
Right, O.J. was the Menendez.
Dateline and 48 Hours are always a murder story.
So they could have stretched that thing out to 3
Remember,
hours.
Menendez exploded, too, because of court TV.
Yes.
And cable news.
See, now there's
which Manson didn't get all that benefit.
What a great producer. But that's a great producer because that's a great thought. That's what you're talking about in the production meeting. I'm watching shit, you know, I'm watching it like that.
I think sometimes I do agree with you. They probably could have made it a multiple part series.
They could have, and that's the future.
I think they might have
shit.
Underestimated the interest in it from a younger demo because like Brandon and Joey.
Yeah, it was brand new to them.
They didn't live that. That was new to them, but they were very intrigued by it.
But now guess what? A lot of people haven't lived through OJ, but like what
OJ's at a different level.
No, but wait a minute. But you know how, what was ESPN, right?
Yeah, that did the 9-part. Yeah, 10-part.
They put it in such a context, you know, going back to 68. And like it was, and what you just said was this. Let me say. Why you're a great producer? Because you say court TV was brand new. Now, that might not be your thought, right? You read a lot. Having said that, that's what you bring to the table. Right, fuck. Court TV, Dateline, like lots of things. And you put this in this multimedia context. OJ does not happen without Menendez. That's what I'm saying. And if you're going to make...
Well, except OJ was a Heisman Trophy winning.
Exactly. I don't think OJ MVP. Happens without.
Well, that's why he gets a 9-part series.
Yeah.
And we could have turned Menendez into a 3.
You know what they blew in that?
Does OJ get as big without. Can we all just get along in the riots?
No.
It's OJ, though.
No,
it's
no,
OJ
no, he
Simpson.
Does not. No, in fact, the OJ thing doesn't happen without the Rodney King thing happening.
I think it would be. Big.
O.J. Simpson murdering two people is a huge story, no matter what.
Yeah, okay. But the jury gives a great big payback for Rodney King, and not only Rodney King, but, you know, Watts and everything.
That's the trial, the jury, the verdict.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What I was going to say.
O.J. Simpson murdering those two people, even without Rodney King,
would
have been a giant story.
It would have been massive. But
yeah, of course.
He would have been found guilty, though.
But it wouldn't have had the scope that it has. It has a scope.
Yeah, it took out a different. Yeah,
more than Menendez brothers, right?
Yeah,
but the Menendez brothers were
two
the
spoiled
empty,
kids.
Empty, shallow, spoiled kids.
Yeah. But it was
this
still Beverly Hills. Yeah, no. You think
Brentwood,
he would have been
Brentwood.
Found guilty, correct? Correct? Well, Menendez, Beverly
without,
Hills.
Yeah.
Without Rod King.
Beverly Hills a dumb.
Rod King.
Beverly Hills, California.
No
Beverly
one's
Hills,
ever
Michigan. Love you, baby.
No one's ever called him Rod King.
Rod King on Celebrity Rehab, by the way, was awesome.
Yeah, puking out
everyone
on the side
loved
of the car.
Yeah, it was really
but
funny.
I'm squirming. Can I use the bathroom?
Yeah, go, man.
By
go
myself?
Ahead. Go. Yes, you
okay,
can go by yourself.
You
it's the last time, though. You're really pushing it.
Take the plunger back.
Please
where's
take
the bathroom? I've got to take it down.
Please take the plunger back. You know what they blew in the Menendez brothers, in my opinion? They could have done a whole hour on this. They could have done a two-parter. Was following them around when they had murdered the parents and they weren't arrested, when they were not even suspects the first month.
Well, I thought they did a terrible job presenting the prosecution side.
Yeah, they did a pretty bad job.
It was more the defense. I felt like they were blaming the victim, the dad, in the first part of it.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Because he was such a dick, like he almost deserved to be killed.
I know, and that's bullshit. That's like, you know, in cases of... women who are battered, and it's terrible,
yeah.
But, you know, to just take the law into their own hands and shoot the guy, you know, some people would say...
Because he denied sex at age 21. That's such a lie. Such a lie.
Yeah, he couldn't He couldn't have left the house. They had cars. The father had bought them cars. They could have driven away. They were afraid they were going to be killed. The only way they could stop themselves from being killed was to kill their parents. But if they'd followed that part of the story where they were on their own with all that money mm-hmm. for the 6 months or whatever before they were arrested, that story, I remember when the story, when they were first arrested and there was a lot written about what they'd been doing, that was a great story. They yeah. lived it up. They had a ball with that money. And there was no question, if you knew that part of the story, you knew they did it for the money. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have a crazy life with loads of money. They thought they were entitled to it. They were spoiled brats. And he spoiled the shit out of them. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Every time they got in trouble, he bought them out of it.
Yeah, that's the part I forgot, was that they were actually pretty big criminals.
They were total delinquents. They had a ring, a robbery ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's big stuff. How many kids from a family like that rob houses? I mean, that was wild.
The bling ring.
All right, Charlie, we're at the hour and a half mark. We're 50 minutes past 75 minutes. I think it's time to wrap here in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Okay.
Not so much.
I think that's a wrap. I think that's a keeper.
You'll sign off. We can use that jingle going forward.
Yes. Sunday night, we'll be back.
I don't know. Is there anything going on?
There's really nothing going on this weekend, is there?
I'd like to.
The Pro Bowl? Michigan State, Michigan basketball?
No. When is that?
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
On CBS.
They both need that game.
I believe it's on CBS. Yeah, they do.
Okay, and then this week, Maz is working on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I had a good talk with him today.
What's he doing?
Booking stuff. There's a lot of good shows coming because it's Christmas is over.
What's he doing? Is he in here? Is he in?
He's in here on Mondays, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays. Tuesday's Maz Day.
Mm-hmm. What else is he doing?
He's booking our guests.
I
called him today. He was having a lunch with a friend. Which I'm like,
don't fool me.
Don't you have lunch with a friend?
He's coaching his daughter's basketball team.
He's a hustler, man.
Yeah, he's driving people to the airport.
Sounds to me like you got a little bit of Uber license and a severance package.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Sam.
My man.
Yeah. What else is he doing? He's doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
No, the bowling thing.
His bowling league.
The promotion for all that.
Where's his lane? What lane is he?
On the east side. It's, balls. I can't remember. It's on the website.
On
drewandmike.com.
Can we give Maz's bowling
lane? It's on our website? His bowling lane?
Come on, let's get Maz's bowling lane a plug before we sign off here.
Damn it.
God damn it. You're right,
you gotta go to the website to find it.
Son of a bitch.
Maz, I got a question.
Can you access
it? Get to the point.
Okay, let me get to the point here. Maz, if Jimmy Hoffa got fucking murdered here and everybody was looking for him, why would the mob drive him all the way to Jersey to bury him?
She rocked the house that night.
God damn, man. Makes sense to me, brother.
Mother effer.
That was so absurd. He was killed. Wasn't he killed in a house? Just like when he walked in, that was the end of him. And
remember the FBI kind of like x-rayed Giant Stadium?
I know.
Remember?
Why did they do that?
Because I talked to Tony Provenzano's son, Danny, who went to prison for beating a guy's hand up with a meat mallet.
Oh, boy.
He goes, now listen, why would the most sought-after man, the most missing man in the United States of America, my grandfather would put him in a seatbelt and drive him to Jersey? You got a good point.
I know, and bury him in the end zone of a football stadium.
That's a red herring. Seriously. He wants you to think that they didn't do that. It's precisely what they did. The genius behind it.
And people love the story. It's like, oh, wow, the end zone of the Giant. How cool.
You mean they chopped him up and fed him to pigs in Iowa? Is that what you're talking about?
They went the other way. They drove him a long distance.
Isn't he in a foundation somewhere? Isn't that what it amounted to?
I thought it was a trash incinerator.
It was something like that. Something exactly. Else. All right.
You remember what happened to John Gotti's neighbor? John Gotti's neighbor.
The one that hit his daughter with the car?
His son ran him over, killed him, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He disappeared. Yeah. Sammy the Bull said, we threw him in a vat of acid.
Wow.
Where the fuck do you get a vat of acid?
I know.
Business.
Dahmer. End. Dahmer had one.
I'm going to guess a cash-only business of some sort.
Dahmer was big into the acid.
That's right.
The vat of acid world.
Yeah.
So was Timothy Leary, man.
He was into aquariums, too.
Aquariums.
Dom's?
Dom's had the aquarium with a head inside
freezer.
It. Yeah, the head and genitals collection in the trunk.
Yep.
So, it's a nice way to wrap the podcast up.
It's always good to
end
on the Head and Genitals collection.
Yeah, it's always a winner.
Coming to Nordstrom's. Spring, so, 2017.
Charlie.
That's what made the trunk so big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow Charlie on Twitter and go to his Facebook page. And anything else you want to mention, Charlie?
I didn't want to mention that.
You didn't want to mention it? You take it back.
Facebook page. I don't need you.
Don't follow.
I don't need you.
Follow Drew.
Follow me.
Yeah, follow me.
You need your followers up.
Exactly.
Why do you need that?
Because we need all we get. Sure, yeah. Everybody loves that.
It's the core people, man. The core people make it happen. Listen, everybody. Just tell your friends there's something interesting on. Send them the link. That's all you got there. Just post it. That's all you got there. You got to oversell it. It's cool.
Amen. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you. See you Sunday.
See you.
My check.
Of course.